the Saturday Light Brigade. And about once a month, we have a big brother or a big sister with a little brother or little sister. And it's that time today. We have Tamara and Aaron here with us. Good morning, Tamara. How are you?
Good.
Can you tell me how old you are and where you go to school?
I'm 9 and I go to St. Benedict the Moor.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Who is in your family?
My grandma, my granddad, my mom.
And are there any shout-outs you'd like to give to anybody who might be listening now or later?
No.
Tell me what you like to do.
I like to read.
Have you read any good books lately?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about one or two that you really liked?
I read Sage Carrington.
What's that about?
It's like this girl and her best friend. They like Frida Kahlo, and they like to find out about her.
Huh, that's not one I've heard about before. What do you like about reading?
It's fun.
Are there things you like to do outside at all?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to do when you're outside?
Play jump rope.
Oh, do you have rhymes that you use when you play jump rope?
No.
Ducks to keep things going. When I was a kid and played jump rope, there were always rhymes like bubble gum on a track, how many sticks are in the pack, things like that. Nothing like that to help you keep on track. I'll bet you that your big sister Erin knows what I'm talking about. Do you? Did you have rhymes to do jump rope?
We had rhymes, yeah. We had, when we play hand clapping games, we had a whole slew of rhymes. I wasn't so good at jump rope, though. Single jump rope, but not with a partner.
Do you remember any of your hand clapping rhymes?
Oh, yeah. there's the, of course, now I have to, like, do the hand clapping to
remember.
That's
okay. I don't want to put you on the spot. There's patty cake, baker, man.
Yeah.
Make me a cake as fast as you can.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the one that you kind of do like. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, wait. Now. Okay, so Erica knows this one. Do you all know this? How do you do it? You.
It's called slide.
How do you. Okay, do you know?
I think it's like something.
Go ahead. You can do it if you want.
Something. I don't remember.
Do you remember?
I know aggravation. Aggravation, rehabilitation, aggravation. This is how it goes.
Okay. Aggravation, rehabilitation, aggravation. This is how it goes. Did you know that one?
No.
No. How do you know something like that though? That's similar.
I can't remember.
Well, it's nice to have you all here. And Tamara is a big sister, actually a little sister with Aaron. And I was saying patty cake, baker man. You brought some baked goods here. You didn't have to do that. Thank you, Tamara.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to open them up. Oh, these are very nice cookies. These are thumbprint cookies. And I'm touching every one of them right now, so they're all mine. There's a whole bunch of cookies from a wonderful, oh, this smells so good, bakery. I touched them all, Chad, so. Ricky will probably eat things I've touched. Nope, she just shook her. Thank you very much. Do you like cookies? Did you get any when you went to the bakery this morning? I thought you might have. So tell me a little bit about how long you've been. Well, actually, before we do that, Aaron, tell me a bit about yourself, where you're from, what brought you to Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
I am currently living in Arlington, and I was interested in Big Brothers and Big Sisters because I was an educator for a while. And I'm not currently in that field anymore. I'm an electrician with Local 5. And I missed the connection with kids. And a big part of our union is like trying to give back and volunteering. And so I was looking for a way to kind of meet all of those needs for myself. And it's really, I get so much out of it. So I don't really feel like it's a volunteering. It's more like I get to hang out with a good friend. So,
well, that's terrific. How long have you two been matched?
Two years.
2 years. Wow. Have you ever gone to the Union Hall tomorrow or gone to see a little bit more about what Aaron does?
No.
It would be interesting, I bet, to see what she does. I'm sure are most of your job sites residential or commercial?
We're currently in the U.S. Steel building.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just doing some renovations. I do commercial renovations.
Yeah, so that would be hard to go on the job site and actually see, but it would be interesting to learn more. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Be a teacher.
Really? How come?
Because I like teaching.
Do you like the teacher you have this year in school? I mean, are there teachers that you admire that you've had? Because most people... I think if they have a really good teacher, would like to be a teacher. What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
What are you doing in math now?
Multiplication.
So things like, are you multiplying big numbers or like single-digit numbers?
Single-digit numbers.
So you would know like 5 times 4 and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, it's so nice to meet you. Let's bring in Erica, who is here. Erica, I should have asked you before, is it Strophilacci?
Strophilus.
I got close. I got too fancy. And Erica is with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it's nice for you to be here today. What's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, we have a lot of things going on next week. We're gearing up for our Fashion for Kids Sake on Tuesday night. It'll be at Carlo University, where our little bigs and littles dress up and walk the runway, and it's a great event. And then Thursday, we have our volunteer recognition dinner, which is where we recognize our volunteers for the great work that they do. We have a wonderful dinner with them. And then we celebrate some graduating matches for our littles who are graduating high school.
Wow. Yeah. I never knew about that. So I'm sure you stay in touch with your little probably for your whole life. But high school marks the end of the formal relationship with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yes. And we love graduating. Having a ceremony with them and letting them get up and talk about their match.
Oh, that's great. When is that?
That'll be Thursday night.
That sounds like a great event. So the other event you mentioned is the fashion show at St. Agnes Hall, which is right on Fifth Avenue. It's part of Carlo University. And what ages are appropriate for that?
I think it's a family event. All ages come. We have littles that are anywhere from 6 to up. We have teenagers in the show.
And are you in the show tomorrow? Are you modeling anything?
I don't know.
No?
Not this year.
Not this year. So I was told you have a nickname. Do you like to be called by that nickname?
Mm-hmm.
It's Sassy?
Yep.
And how come that's your nickname?
I don't know. My grandma just made it up.
Your grandma called you Sassy? I wonder, are you pretty quick to talk or say something when she talks to you? That's sometimes why they call people sassy. Sometimes. I'm looking at your big sister. Any ideas as to why that might be the case?
I honestly don't know.
You've got no idea.
I don't think that when I think of sassy, I obviously think of my little sister now, but... as far as like sassing back, I've never experienced.
Well, sassy, there's a great jazz singer named Sarah Vaughan.
Yes.
Who her nickname was Sassy, too.
Oh.
And it may be just being sharp or great. I mean, sassy can be a very complimentary thing. In fact, I don't think your grandma would call you sassy. I know she loves you, so she wouldn't say that. So what are some of the things you two like to do together?
Go to amusement parks.
Oh, and what do you like to do? Do you have rides that you can tell me about that you really love?
I like at Sandcastle of the Lazy River.
What do you do there?
We get in the water and ride on these little floaty things, like donuts or something.
Yeah, they have inner tubes, and we can kind of just like sit on the inner tube, and the river flows along, and we just relax.
Oh, that sounds very, very nice. Are there other things you like to do when you're together? Like, do you ever go out to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like to? Where do you like to go?
Eden Park.
Oh, and what do you get?
Pizza.
I didn't even know Eden Park had pizza. Would you get pizza at Eden Park?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they had pizza there. Who knew? That sounds very good. So you'd like to be a teacher when you get older. I think you'd be a really good teacher. Do you have any pets?
I have a dog.
What's your dog's name?
Kaya.
And what does Kaya look like?
She's a Yorkie.
Oh, Yorkies are very, very cute. Where does Kaya sleep at night?
She'll either sleep on her blankets or in her cage.
She's
right by my bed.
I bet she probably wants to be right next to you. What's really nice to have you here today, and I have a couple presents for you, if I can find them. I have a pass to the Children's Museum, which you can use whenever you would like. You're very welcome. And there's all sorts of cool exhibits, including a measurements exhibit that is just above us. Have you had a chance to go through the museum before?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, you can go today or any day you'd like. And I have a radio patch.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I have an official pencil and sticker.
Nice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And it's so nice to have both of you with us. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No.
And you two really do seem like a good pair. You seem like sisters. You have similar smiles. You're both kind of laid back and relaxed and, you know, all set. What do you do for Easter?
I'm singing in the choir.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. What church?
Ebenezer.
Well, that's terrific. Have you done that every year? Or?
I did it a few years ago.
Well, that's great that you're going to be doing that. And I hope you have a good Easter. And let me turn back to Erica to make sure there's nothing else we should be mentioning. I know bigs are always needed. bbbspgh.org is how you can learn more. Anything else?
Yeah, just please check us out on our website and on our Facebook to get updates and pictures of the great activities we have going on. And we're always looking for bigs, not only in Allegheny County, but in Washington and Greene counties as well.
Excellent. And thanks to all of you for being here today, especially on a holiday weekend. And I hope to see you again soon, Sassy. You're welcome here anytime.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.